what not to do. Turning the Genogram into a trauma-only map, one mistake in ministry Genogram conversations is turning the family map into a trauma-only map. This happens when the leader only looks for wounds, failures, losses, addictions, anger, abuse, divorce, conflict, neglect, or shame. Those things may need attention. They must not be ignored. But if the conversation only searches for pain, the person may begin to feel trapped inside the worst parts of the family story. That is not the purpose of a ministry Genogram. A Genogram is a formation map. It helps a person see what shaped them. Formation includes wounds, but it also includes strengths. It includes burdens, but it also includes blessings. It includes missing models, but it may also include surprising examples of courage. What should we avoid? First, do not treat pain as the only serious information. Sometimes a leader thinks, now we are getting to the real story, only when someone shares trauma or dysfunction. That can unintentionally reward painful disclosure and overlook ordinary faithfulness. Second, do not pressure the person to expose more pain than they are ready to name. A ministry leader is not a therapist or investigator. We ask permission-based questions. We respect pace. We avoid digging for details. Third, do not dismiss the good because the bad was real. A person may say, "My father was harsh, but he also taught me to work hard." A wise leader does not flatten that story. Both may be true. The harshness may need grief and accountability. The work ethic may be a strength the person can reclaim in a healthier way. Fourth, do not use spiritual language to rush the process. Saying just focus on the blessings can feel like pressure. It may silence lament. Scripture gives room for grief, truth, repentance, and hope. So what helps? Ask balanced questions. You might ask, what patterns brought pain? Then also ask, were there any strengths, virtues, skills, prayers, or examples of faithfulness that were passed down? You might ask, what do you want to interrupt? Then also ask, what do you want to carry forward? You might ask, what was missing? Then also ask, where did God still provide something you needed? This kind of conversation protects dignity. It honors the person as an embodied soul, shaped by family history but not defined by it. The Christian leader's task is not to make the family look better than it was. It is also not to make the family look worse than it was. The task is to help the person see with honesty, grace, and Christ-centered hope. A trauma-only map can trap people in pain. A grace-aware formation map can help them discern what Christ may be redeeming.